as you probably know, the word person comes from Latin and is based on the mask that actors used to wear in the early forms of theater. Persona, the mask, the image of me. So presence isn't personal either, and yet it's I am. It's the essence of being, of your being. You and being are one. The essence of what obscurely shines through the egoic story of me, you feel there's a somewhere in there, there is an I am in there somewhere. But the I am gets mixed up with thought forms and memories and patterns in the mind. It gets mixed up with a story. There is something precious in the story, but it's not the story. It's the consciousness in the story. Even in a dream, people say a dream is totally is unreal. Yes, it's unreal, but if there were not something real in there, the dream couldn't even be. For a dream to exist, there must be something there that enables the forms that make up the dream to exist. What is it that enables the dream to exist? Consciousness. It appears in consciousness. What is the essence of who I am somewhere hidden in that story? I'm looking for myself in the different forms of the story. And yet, each form of the story concealed as the essence of that form is I am, a sense of presence or beingness. That's I'm hiding everywhere, but hiding so well disguised that I can't even recognize myself. So it's a walking around in everyone is God in heavy disguise. So you can say, I am God in disguise. And the other person says, oh, I hardly recognized you. Or you could say, you certainly did fool me. And I fooled myself for a long time. So everybody feels there's something precious to who I am, and that is true. But it's not really in the forms of my story or in the form of anything. But hidden in the form, the essence of each form, of each thought that I have, of each emotion that I have, the essence that enables it to be is always the same, is always the one, is the divine one self. So that solves the philosophical dilemma of whether the world is unreal or not. The world is obviously as real as a dream that you have. It has a certain reality, yes. And yet, just like a dream, the forms that make up the world change continuously. They don't stay around for that long, this continuous flux. Things come and go very quickly. Every experience, everything is fleeting. It's like a dream, and then it's gone. You say, some people even don't know, occasionally they'd say, did I dream that or did that happen? Because it was a fleeting experience and it's dissolved as that experience. What was that all about? Oh, as one Chinese emperor who woke up from a dream and became very worried because he dreamt that he was a butterfly. And then he suddenly thought, maybe I'm a butterfly dreaming that I'm an emperor. And it comes to the same thing. The story of yourself is being dreamt by consciousness, you could say. How could it be otherwise? And why is it happening? Because consciousness wants to dream that dream. It's enjoying it on some level. But consciousness also wants to wake up. No, otherwise we wouldn't be here. This is not to provide the ultimate philosophical explanation of the universe, because it would be impossible to do that through words or through thoughts. But it's a slight hint of what it's all about. It can only give a distant approximation of what it's all about. Never try to figure out through the mind what it's all about. That's very heavy. There's a knowing that comes when the need to figure out the universe is relinquished and you are happy with being alert and still and not knowing the answer. If you become comfortable with not knowing, then there is enormous wisdom and knowing in there. How much of that you could ever put into words, who knows? Maybe not very much. How much of that will ever find expression? Who knows? Maybe only a tiny fraction. That's okay. So it's knowing, finding who you are, not as a character in the story of me, not as a character in the dream, but as the dreamer. You're not a character in your own story, but that's what the ego believes. You are, of course, the protagonist, the main character, the one character that really matters. All the others have supporting roles in the story of the ego. Supporting cast, and then the rest of humanity, and then the protagonists, me. And the me consists of a bundle of thought forms, memories. And then it dissolves. Sometimes it dissolves before the body dies, when it becomes too painful to continue to be me. Sometimes it dissolves when a very serious illness comes, or very serious disability comes, and the image of me cannot hold itself up anymore. And then you realize you are not the character. You're the dreamer of the character, the creator of the character, the consciousness behind it all. I've made it all up. Wow. And it was never deadly serious. It's only deadly serious. It may be relatively serious, but it's not deadly serious. Because it's only deadly serious if the forms that consciousness takes in the dream are all you know. Then every form is heavy and deadly. And death is always around the corner, and it's frightening. But knowing yourself as the consciousness, that changes the nature of the dream also. It doesn't mean that the dream will immediately evaporate. The dream actually becomes a more pleasant dream when you're not totally lost in it. You can continue to move in this world of form. Even your personal life continues. The story of me, of course, continues. You carry on doing certain things you've been doing. That continues. And yet there is a deeper dimension present now. You no longer totally believe in the absolute reality of these forms. You know they all come and go quickly. You're not looking for yourself in the dream anymore. That's the relief. So you let the dream unfold. It's fine. But you're not looking for a stronger me or a more complete me as that character in the dream. That's the dream can't really do that for you. And so it may well be, and here we come to another cosmological viewpoint, only tentative, not to be taken as some absolute statement. The universe, ancient teachings and more modern findings both point to the possibility that the universe may be expanding at some point, and then like a heartbeat. They say there was a big bang, maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's happening every moment. And the universe came out of one point of nothingness. Nobody can actually explain that. And suddenly, manifestation happened. And then it expanded and diversified. And we may be still part of that. And then at some point, things come together again. Multiplicity arising out of oneness. And yet, the beauty is the oneness is never lost. The point that was there before the universe ever came into being is still present in every being. The timeless moment, the timeless fullness of life, unmanifested life, that never really disappeared. At some point, the journey home begins for the entire universe, back to oneness. The journey home.